With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It's still not clear whether Republicans will succeed in winning new border concessions from the White House. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
GOP Senator James Lankford says he and other negotiators hope to release a text this week summing up their efforts at a compromise. He admits coming up with a bill that can pass remains a long shot, considering it has to pass muster with a Democrat-controlled Senate, a Democrat president, and a Republican-controlled House. Conservative House lawmakers are still demanding inclusion of H.R. 2, their border control bill that passed the chamber with no Democrat support back in May. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com. The White House says it will review Defense Secretary Austin's failure to disclose his hospitalization to President Biden and other top officials. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
The Pentagon chief was in the hospital for several days before the White House and military officials were notified. And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there will be a review.
We'll take a look at process and procedure here.
Kirby says President Biden respects the fact that Secretary Austin took ownership for the lack of transparency and that the secretary continues to have the president's confidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The first U.S. moon landing in more than 50 years is in trouble. After a private company's newly launched spacecraft developed engine trouble, Astrobotic Technology has oriented its lander toward the sun so the solar panel could collect sunlight as battery power dwindled. The problem arose about 7 hours after today's pre-dawn liftoff from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Wall Street has moved higher. The Dow is now up 121 points. The NASDAQ adding 277. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on transgenderism.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 54% of the general population believes that people pushing for the so-called rights of transgender individuals have gone too far. 43% disagree. 80% of white evangelicals agree that transgender pressure groups have gone too far these days, as do 67% of white Catholics and 57% of white mainline Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim terror group has killed three more Christians in western Uganda. Members of the Allied Democratic Forces organization carried out the killings just a week after 10 people were murdered in the very same area. The ADF also operates in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Ugandan officials say they're working with DRC leaders to try and track down the killers. Muslim terrorism is on the rise. This is SRN News. Medics, patients, and displaced people are fleeing from the main hospital in central Gaza as the fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian terrorists draws closer.
The loss of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital would deal another major blow to a health system already shattered by 3 months of war. Aid groups have withdrawn from the hospital in recent days, saying it's just too dangerous. The Gaza Health Ministry says over 70 bodies and around 100 wounded were brought to the hospital in just the last 24-hour period. Israel says the fighting will continue for many more months as the army seeks to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages. I'm Charles.
In Australia, hundreds of people ordered to evacuate their homes on Monday after parts of Victoria State were inundated by flooding as wild weather continues to batter that country's southeast. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.